Florida.
Birmingham.
Alabama.
New Orleans.
Louisiana.
Louisville.
Kentucky.
Nashville.
Tennessee.
St. Louis.
Missouri.
Little Rock.
Arkansas.
And let's see, the biggest city in Maryland is?
Baltimore.
Okay. And the seat of the federal government is?
Washington, D.C.
And a port in South Carolina?
Fort Royal.
Yeah, there's a particular one though, about 100 miles from Savannah. In South Carolina, it's kind of considered a sister city with Savannah.
Charleston.
And what's the city in the mountains in North Carolina?
Asheville.
Okay. And a city in Kentucky along the river?
Louisville.
And a city in Ohio that begins with a C?
Cincinnati.
Okay. And the biggest city in Illinois?
Chicago.
And the biggest city in Missouri?
St. Louis.
And the biggest city in Louisiana?
New Orleans.
And the capital of Ireland, across the ocean.
Capital of Ireland? Dublin.
Yeah. Oh, I did that wrong. I was supposed to get you to say Ireland. Paris is in?
France.
And Moscow is in?
Russia.
Okay, and now will you tell me what country Dublin is in?
Ireland.
He walked 1 mile, and then he walked 9 more, so altogether he walked?
10 miles.
Okay. You're uncertain about wanting to do something, so you say, I don't know what I want to do it. I don't know whether I want to do it or not. Okay. Someone wants you to go somewhere, and you don't want to go alone, so you say, I won't go what he goes.
With someone.
No. You say, I won't go what he goes. You don't want to go alone, so you say,
I don't want to go by myself.
Yeah, or I don't want to go...
with him.
No. I won't go what he goes with me. I won't go... Okay, let me back up. Someone wants you to go somewhere, and you don't want to go alone. So you say, I won't go what he goes with me. Well, would you say, I won't go less than he goes with me, or unless he goes with me?
Well, I won't go unless, yes. Okay. Less than is... I don't think that's used around here.
Okay. Do people ever say, I won't go without he goes with me?
No, I don't know. Evidently, it's not used, because I certainly would have recognized it.
Okay. If you have a choice of two things, you might say, I was going to do this, but I decided to do that instead. Okay. A person isn't necessarily always late, but it seems that way. So you say, it seems what? He's always late.
It seems that he's always late.
Okay. Let's see, the largest church in the South is probably what?
Baptist.
Okay. And if somebody became a member of the church, you'd say he what the church?
He joined the church.
And the name of the supreme being is?
Oh God.
And an oath is my?
My God.
Same word.
Oh my God. Oh yeah, I see what you're
saying. Some people pronounce it differently when they talk about the supreme being.
My God.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Of course, there's an exclamation point that's unwritten that they use when it's an oath. Well, the inflection really determines whether it's an oath or whether you're referring to the supreme being.
Somebody says, why do you like him? And the reason is, he's nice. So you say, I like him, what? He's nice.
I like him because he's nice.
Okay. Let's see, I already did that. In church on Sunday, the minister preached a
sermon.
And so the organ played
an offertory.
Okay. And what's any kind of sound that a piano or an organ or a Jew's harp or anything makes?
Music.
Okay. And there's a song from the musical Oklahoma that says, oh, what a something.
Beautiful morning.
And let's see, a folk song that tells a story is a beginning with a B.
Ballad.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a hymn called a ballad?
Mm-hmm.
A person going to church might have a flat tire, so he'd say, oh dear, church will be over what?
Before I can fix it.
Okay. A church will be over what I get there?
The church will be out before I can fix it, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What's another name for Satan? Satan
the
is...
the devil.
Okay. And do you know any other names, maybe?
Lucifer.
Okay. How about some non-literary? like old somebody?
Yeah, I know what you, since you use the old, but it's not used around
okay.
here.
Okay. Let's see, if a child is naughty, or won't go to bed maybe, his mother might say to him, you better be good, or
the devil will get you.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term boogeyman?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, would that be used in that
Yeah, that's right. It would be more used than the word devil.
Uh-huh.
The boogeyman will get you if you don't watch
that. Well, now, is the boogeyman the devil, or is the boogeyman different?
Boogeyman is different.
Uh-huh.
He's indescribable, but he's
but
to
he's
be feared.
Devil,
yeah, that's right.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call spirits that some people think come out and hover around a graveyard?
Ghosts.
Okay. And...